Well, as everybody well aware, we are going through some crazy stuff here right now, some very difficult stuff. But this morning, I was spending some time with the Lord, and I opened up my Bible, and I fell directly onto this. Psalm 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character. And then I started thinking about that scripture that talks about strive to enter his rest. Well, I got to looking at that word strive, and really that word there just means to be quick. Be quick about getting into his rest, okay? So when we're going through all this, or even in my own circumstances with the stuff that I go through and stuff, I hear a lot of people will say, well, that's just normal to feel that way. And that's just normal to have those questions and have those thoughts and questions about God and stuff. And I was thinking, in a fallen world before he made us new creations, that was normal, okay? We have a new normal. The cross is our new normal, y'all. On the cross, Jesus made everything new. And one of his commandments to us, y'all, is take every thought captive. As a matter of fact, I didn't bring my phone. I was going to read it. It talks about, in that scripture, I'm just going to paraphrase. It talks about casting down everything that's raised up against the knowledge of God, which would be to cast down every thought, everything that would say something contrary to what God says and who God says it is and what it is. And then it says to take everything captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Okay, what did Jesus say when he walked this earth? He said, I don't do anything except what the Father does. And I don't say anything but what the Father says. I don't think anything but what the Father thinks. That's our new normal, y'all. Yet, can we be too sold out? No. Can we think about God way too much? No. Can you let him be Lord of your circumstance too much? No. Can you have too much hope? No. You can have none of that too much. You've got to sell out. You've got to take every thought captive to Jesus Christ, to his obedience. What does he say about it? Who does he say he is? Who does he say you are? You can't afford to say this is normal and I'm just going to feel like this, or I'm going to question God for a few days because I have the right to feel really bad. You can't afford that. What will happen if you do that? You won't have any peace. Your joy will be stolen. You'll be thinking in, you will literally be taking the mind of the devil and coming into agreement with his words. Is it normal to get attacked to do those things? Yes, but it's not normal to give in to them. That's called failure. And though there is grace upon grace upon grace over us when we fail, so much grace, it's still a failure. It's still called a failure. Those are the things that we don't want to do. Those are the things that we want to steer away from because of this one thing. It's stealing your place in Christ. It can absolutely take you off. Like, I know I've got someone in my life that for a while there was really not walking with the Lord. And this is what the Lord said, love her more. Love her more. And y'all, if I don't listen to the Lord on that, it takes me off not only the place I'm standing in Christ. This is just a side note, the place I'm standing in Christ, but it takes me off my place of being a warrior for that person. So if I'm obeying God and doing what he said, I'm warring for that person as well. Much better than trying to do it in my own flesh, right? So y'all, it is so important that we get this in our hearts. He said, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Everything we think, everything we believe, the people we minister to us. Scripture says, I will only let the righteous, only those who walk in your ways will minister to me. I'm not going out and finding counsel in people that don't even know Jesus. How are they going to lead me to Jesus? How are they going to help me know what his thoughts are? I'm only going to let those who know Jesus be my ministers, you know? And then it is so important that all things are surrendered to God. Paul literally said that he counted all things as basically poop, literally, compared to knowing Christ. All things. Nothing can take the place of Jesus in our lives. We cannot build upon sand. And I tell you, anything except your relationship with Jesus is sand. I don't care what it is. It can't be a relationship. It can't be a person. It cannot be stuff. It can't be pride. It can't be your personality. It can't be looks. It can be nothing. You only have one thing, and that's a rock that you build on. And when Jesus Christ, that's all he ever did. He built his life on the Father. He only did and said what the Father said. John 4:14 says, "But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I give him will become in him a spring of water, satisfying his thirst for God, welling up, continually flowing, bubbling within him to eternal life, bringing complete satisfaction." And when you have that kind of living waters bubbling up within you, okay? When you have that, what happens? It affects everybody around you. The world is one to Jesus. It affects everything you think. It affects every response. And so if you find someone saying to you that you just bring God too much into this, well, all I can say is his commandment to me was to take every thought captive to his obedience. So every moment of my life, I've got to be knowing what is Jesus saying. Amen. Amen. Amen.